Welcome to the Daily Dragon, your daily audio update for DragonCon 2008.
Hey, this is Swoopy, and welcome to your Daily Dragon podcast. Today's Daily Dragon is a pre-con report compiled on Thursday, August 28th, 2008. If you're new to DragonCon, the Daily Dragon is your daily news source for changes in the DragonCon schedule, just like in the printed version that is created for you by the Daily Dragon staff, which we keep in the basement chained to their computers in a windowless room to bring you the news every day of the convention. The Daily Dragon podcast will feature schedule changes, shoutouts, and general information about the con. The Daily Dragon podcast is available via RSS. You can find out more about this podcast at www.dragon-pod.com. Speaking of shoutouts, the Kilt Inspection team is having a happy hour on Friday at 6 p.m. in the Hyatt Lobby Bar. I don't know what the qualifications are for being a Kilt Inspector, but if you want to be an inspectee, bring your kilt and not much else. Again, that's on Friday night at 6 p.m. in the Hyatt Lobby Bar. Is that a rabbit in your sporran, or are you just happy to see me? This is my fifth year attending DragonCon and my third year as a track director. I continue to be surprised by the number of folks who are not even DragonCon staff that arrive on Thursday already revved up for the weekend to begin. Thursday night people watching in the Hyatt Concourse area is already crowded with folks in costume, and the report from Badge Pickup this afternoon was that your average wait time was already over the 1 hour mark. People, I admire your enthusiasm, but don't forget to pace yourself. Sure, it's exciting to be on the lookout for arriving guests. You might get stuck in the elevator with Nathan Fillion, or spy James Marsters eating Chinese food just across the room from you. But it's a long weekend until Monday. Spread out your fun, and don't forget that elusive treat of the DragonCon goer, sleep. Make sure you chase all that beer in Starbucks with an extra shot of water. And when you're standing in that three-hour line for the Serenity panel that wraps around the building and leaves you sweating in your brown coat in the Atlanta heat, your laminated, oversized DragonCon badge makes a great portable fan. Looking for DragonCon swag like t-shirts, lanyards, DVDs of past conventions, and of course much, much more? The DragonCon store is the place for official DragonCon merchandise. Located in the Marriott Hotel, that's the one in the middle, on the marquee level, the store will be open at 11 a.m. on Friday morning and close at 7 p.m. Friday night. All other convention days, the store will open bright and shiny at 9 a.m., about the time most of you will be getting to bed. Sadly, we have some cancellations to report. Most notably, DragonCon presents Nathan Fillion, scheduled for Friday, 2:30 p.m. in the International Ballroom South. Also canceled, How to Discover Some Asteroids, scheduled for Friday, 2:30 p.m., in the Henry Room at the Hilton. Other cancellations for Friday include Tapping Your Psychic Potential, which was scheduled for Friday 7 p.m. in M106 and 107, that's the X-Track Room, in the Marriott. Also canceled, Stargate Worlds, Tales from Beta, Friday 1 p.m. and Saturday 11 a.m. in the Augusta Room at the Sheraton. The Hero's Journey, scheduled Friday for 1 p.m., in A704 Marriott, has been canceled. We'll be reporting additional cancellations as the convention goes on. To double-check all cancellations and additions and updates, make sure you pick up a paper copy of the Daily Dragon and keep it with you. The X-Track, those wild and wacky folks who want to believe, invite you to the first-ever X-Track party, Friday night at 10 p.m. in A601 and 602 in the Marriott. Who do you think was the better dancer, Mulder or Scully? Some additional programming that you might want to check out. An Hour with Robert Englund, a Q&A with the actor that brought us Freddy Krueger, Friday, 1 p.m., International Ballroom North in the Hyatt. Babylon 5 and Battlestar Galactica, how they compare to each other for good and bad, Friday, 1 p.m., A704 in the Marriott. Dragonlance, Dragons of Autumn Twilight. After nearly 25 years, the New York Times best-selling first novel in the Dragonlance saga is now an animated motion picture from Paramount. That will be Friday at 1 p.m. in Hanover. Stargate Worlds Sneak Peek. Join us for an early look at Stargate Worlds as we give you a taste of this exciting new massive multiplayer online game, Friday at 1 p.m. in the Augusta Room at the Sheraton. I mentioned that one of Nathan Fillion's panels had been canceled. However, just added, an hour in the Firefly verse, a Q&A with Nathan Fillion and Alan Tudyk from the Firefly television series. They share their tales and experiences traveling the verse and beyond. Friday, 2:30 p.m., Regency, 5 through 7. Remember that thing I said about standing in line for hours and hours? Those are just some of the additions that are coming up. Last but not least, don't forget that the DragonCon annual parade will be making its way down Peachtree Street starting at 10 a.m. on Saturday. Folks who want to be in the parade need to sign up and pick up your parade ribbons at the parade table just outside the Hyatt Grand Hall Friday between the hours of 9:30 a.m. and 9:30 p.m. That's it for this edition of the Daily Dragon podcast. For all the information on additions and cancellations, as well as articles about some of your favorite actors, authors, artists, and DragonCon guests, pick up a paper copy of the Daily Dragon at the information booth nearest you. Thursday's issue features an interview with author Sherilyn Kenyon, who you can see at booths 1001 and 1002 in the Imperial Ballroom in the Marriott, and at her scheduled panels this weekend at DragonCon 2008. This is Swoopy. I am the podcasting track director, and we'll be bringing you another episode of the Daily Dragon tomorrow, way early in the morning. You'll probably even still be up.
This has been the Daily Dragon. For more information, please consult the printed version of the Daily Dragon, which can be found on the convention floor. Thanks for listening.